مؤكده وبيان وقته. The chapter on encouragement of reading the Salatul Witr and the Salatul Witr, the explanation of it being Sunnah المؤكدة. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, who is the compiler of this Kitab Riyadus Salihin, he is mentioning, he was a Shafi'i al-Mazhab, he was from the Shafi'i Mazhab, so he is explaining that it is Sunnah المؤكدة. Yeah, explained because of their Mazhab, they don't have the category called Wajib, but they also regard it as a strong Sunnah, it is a Sunnah that is strong. They categorize it as Sunnah al-Mu'akkada. We categorize it as higher than that, as Wajib. So therefore he's saying, and it being Sunnah al-Mu'akkada, and the chapter on its times. The Witr Salah, it starts after the Faraz of Isha, and it finishes at the time of Subah Sadiq. That is the time for reading Witr Salah. The best time to read Witr Salah is to delay it. In the Hadith, as we're going, that where a person is sure and he's confident that he's going to be up before Subah Sadiq, then to delay it to the last part of the night is preferable. Where a person is doubtful, he's not sure whether he's going to wake up or not, the safer thing to do, the better thing for him to do, is that before he goes to sleep, he reads his Witr Salah. So he finishes his Witr, and then he goes to sleep. But where a man is very calm, he knows that inshallah he will wake up. And for that person to delay the Witr, that is a better thing to do. And Ali radiallahu anhu qal, الوتر ليس بحتم كصلاة المكتوبة ولكن سن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله وتر يحب الوتر فأوتروا يا أهل القرآن. حضرت علي رضي الله عنه says that the witr salah is not obligatory, it is not faraz like that of the faraz salah. Those salah that are faraz, the witr salah is not faraz like that, in that category. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stipulated it by saying Allah is an odd number. Allah is an odd number. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. One is an odd number. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Inna Allah witrun yuhibbul witra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes odd numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likes odd numbers. You notice that when a person is doing tawaf, he'll do 7 rounds. Odd numbers. Person is drinking water, 3 sips. So it's odd numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likes. So, fa'utiru ya ahl al-Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that O people of Quran, make witr salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Inna Allah witrun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is odd in number, and he loves odd numbers. Fa'utiru ya ahl al-Quran. So O people of Quran, you also perform the witr salah. When Aisha radiallahu anhu qalat, Min kulli al-layli qad awtara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min awwal al-layl. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the initial days, that every night he would perform the witr salah at the first part of the night. وَمِنْ أَوْسَطِهِ وَمِنْ آخِرِهِ وَانْتَحَى وِتْرُهُ إِلَى السَّحْرِ. There's a bit of explanation here in this hadith that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would perform his witr, at which times would he perform his witr? So she replied that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his witr in the first part of the night, in the middle part of the night, and the last part of the night. So initially this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would perform the witr salah in the first part of the night. Then the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed witr salah in the middle of the night. And towards the ending of his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would perform the witr salah towards the last part of the night. So this gives us an understanding of the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It makes it so easy for us. When a man wants to read the witr salah, he knows that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also read it in the first part. He read it in the middle and he read it in the last part of the night. So it makes it easy for us. It creates wus'at in our deen that the person has got the whole night to read this witr salah. When Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, اجعلوا آخر salatikum بالليلي witra. Then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, read, make this witr salah your last salah at the night. Make it your last salah. In other words, when you're reading your nafil, reading your sunnah, reading everything, leave the witr salah for last. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would delay and he would read the witr salah last. We did the other hadith before that he would read his tahajjud in rakats, in units of 2, 2, 2, and then last he would read 3 rakats and he would make that the witr salah. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Utiru qabla an tusbihu. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you perform your witr salah before Subah Sadiq comes in, before the morning comes in, finish your witr salah. This shows us the end point of reading the Witr Salah. And Aisha radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yusalli salatahu bin nail. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his salah at night. وَهِيَ مُعْتَدِرَةٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. In other words, he would perform his tahajjud salah at night. وَهِيَ مُعْتَرِضَةٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. While she was lying in front of him, in other words, she was still sleeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing his tahajjud salat behind her. So here we learn one masala, that if a woman is sleeping, the man's wife is sleeping in front, he can read namaz behind her, no problem. Those days the rooms also were small, the house was small. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read his salah while Aisha radiallahu anha was sleeping in front. So that was the direction of the Qibla. So he would read a little bit behind her. She was still lying down. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his tahajjud. How beautiful. They're not forcing her to wake up. She wakes up well and good. If she's not waking up, that's not a problem. But he's continuing with his tahajjud salat. فَإِذَا بَقِيَ الْوِتْرَ إِيقَضَهَا فَأَوْتَرَتْ. And now when the witr salah only was left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. You read your Witr Salah also. To show that Witr Salah is given extra emphasis, extra importance. He didn't wake up for the Tahajjud Salat, but the Witr Salah wakes up. This is knowing and showing that it gives extra importance to the Witr Salah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِذَا بَقِيَ الْوِتْرَ قَالَ قُومِي فَأُوتِرِي يَا عَائِشَ. And in another riwayat it comes, when with only Witr was left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would tell Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, wake up and perform your Witr Salah. Oh, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We'll continue with the chapter of Witr tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. From here, from these hadith, we see that Witr Salah, there is no evidence in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had deliberately left out the Witr Salah, that he left out the Witr Salah. There is no recorded hadith, so it shows how much of importance Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to the Witr Salah. Therefore, we should not be negligent, we should not be neglectful. This Witr Salah, we should make it a point of performing it. If a person is sure that he's going to be up, then to delay it is a better thing. If he's not sure about it, then he should read it before he goes to sleep. This was the practice of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that before he would sleep, he would perform his Witr. The practice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he would delay the Witr. Both Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of the one that was ahwat, that one that was more cautious, the view of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to perform it before sleeping. And the method of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, both Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sanctioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.